T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like the Beastie Boys on a throwback Thursday, like that. Good jam. We're live. Crowder and I are live at Offerdahl's Off the Grill. Who's the better linebacker, you or John Offerdahl?
Probably Offerdahl.
Probably.
Look at you.
5 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pro years.
If I would have went me, would you have gotten Offerdahl as well? See, man, you're a hater. That's what you are.
That was really a rhetorical question. I wasn't even expecting an answer. I was just giving a dramatic pause.
You're a hater.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Manny Diaz is joining us. We're going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. We always enjoy when Hurricanes head coach Manny Diaz drops in, spend a couple minutes with us, and here he is. Hello, Coach.
How are we doing today?
We're good. How are you doing? I have to imagine it felt good last Friday night, right, to get that win over a 20th-ranked team, especially after the week before with the rough outing against Virginia Tech. Friday night had to feel, like, really good.
It felt great. It was good to see us finish a game. You know, obviously, we'd been close. We'd lost some ones that came right down to the end. And so to see our guys make the decisive plays in the fourth quarter in all three phases really was really encouraging.
And, Coach, UVA didn't see the end zone. 3 field goals, great defensive performance. And the week following the Virginia Tech game, you came out and said you're going to be more involved with the defense, and the defense played well. What did that involve? How did your week change last week to get the defense playing like they did against Virginia?
It was a little different deal in terms of my involvement in practice, and I was able to just kind of jump right in the middle of our defense, you know, between plays and after every play, and just make sure that the guys were holding each other to the same level of accountability that we had established over the last 3 years at the University of Miami. And it wasn't anything that our current defensive staff wasn't doing. It was just something that it's just a little different, you know, as you know, in your line of work, my line of work, anyone's line of work, when the boss comes in and demand something that's a little bit different than anybody else. And for whatever reason, that just felt like that's what we needed at that time, and our guys surely responded Friday night.
Is that a one-week thing, or is that for the rest of the season?
No, that's the new normal. I mean, that's how we'll operate and how we'll roll. And again, we know that playing great defense is the number one, you know, building block to establishing any program, but for sure the way it's been done at the University of Miami for years.
That had to be probably, I'm guessing, through the first 5 games, the most frustrating thing for you, right? Because as defensive coordinator, I mean, and you did so much great stuff with the advent of the turnover chain and whatnot. Was that the most frustrating part of your existence as a head coach watching the defense?
Well, it's we weren't playing poorly on defense, but we were poor in certain times. You know, obviously Virginia Tech was there was a lot of things not like about the performance against Virginia Tech, but there were other games where, you know, I mean, certainly I thought we started off the season playing well against Florida. We were just – there were either drives in the fourth quarter that were letting us down. It was some things in the red zone. We weren't playing well when our best was required. It'd be easy to say if you look at the rankings and say, oh, look, we're down there at the bottom of the league and all that type of stuff. And that's really not the case. We're in the top of the league in most categories, but we weren't at our best when our best was required and when the team needed us for victory. And some of those close losses could have been close wins with one more stop on defense, sometimes even just one play. So I think they understand the fine margins between winning and losing now and how everything we do and everything we demand matters.
It was the 4th and 17, right? That's the one that keeps you up at night.
That's one of them for sure, yeah. But there were definitely others in the other game. I mean, all 3 of our losses all had the same thing. All 3 of our losses had a touchdown drive by the opponent in the fourth quarter of all those games.
Manny Diaz, Hurricanes head coach, is with us. They've got Georgia Tech noon on Saturday. Hard Rock, you've named Nikosi Perry the starter for Saturday's game. How did you come to the decision?
Really, just from a preparation standpoint, we don't want to have to wait until the end to try to figure out who to give the most snaps too. And Jaron made a lot of progress this week from what he did a week ago, and looked so much better throwing the ball. But we had to, you know, we couldn't wait till Saturday to find out if he was all the way back and had, you know, the entire repertoire available, which he may. But we just, for our preparation in terms of how we allocate snaps game week, it just made the most sense to go to Nicosi. And the great thing about it is we have absolute confidence that we can win with when Nicosi is in there as well.
And Manny, my Gators, you know I'm a Gator. We're going now with Franks going out. We're going with the two quarterback system. Trask is in there most of the time, but we put Emory Jones in the high red zone, and you know, to try to get that spark with the, you know, more of a wildcat play. Would you ever go with a two quarterback system in situational downs with Jaron and Nicosi?
That's something you'd have to think about, man. I think when you think of Emory Jones, he's such a different, provides such a different element. You know, than Trask or even Franks did, you know, it may not be apples to apples in terms of that comparison. You know, I think they're just trying to get their best athletes on the field. And while there's no question that Nicosi has is a little more fleet of foot than Jaron, who can run. But I don't know that the difference is as vast as an athletic type guy like Emory Jones.
I think Crowder just wanted to bring up the Gators. You want me to?
No,
reach?
We got an ass whoop.
You want me to?
I'm not just bringing them up for fun.
You want me to reach over the table? You want me to reach over the table, Coach? Smack them around a little bit.
We're okay. We're okay. We can all play nice.
All right. Well, you let me know. Look at me, Crowder. Do I look like I'm joking?
Yeah, I'm way more intimidated by Manny than you. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I am too. Manny Diaz is with us. They've got Georgia Tech on Saturday. All right, I've got to ask you. We've got a sensation here in South Florida, and his name is Turner Davidson. Tell us how it actually went down Friday night, because he said after the game to Don Bailey Jr. that he didn't learn till like right around game time that he was going to be kicking extra points and field goals. Can you tell us how that all transpired?
That's true. We were in pregame warmups, and our special teams coaches just noted that Turner was just having a much, much better warmup on that night than Bubba was. And, you know, we sort of all put our heads together. This might have been 30 minutes before a kick. And we put our heads together and said, you know, we've got to go with Turner. I mean, that's just, you know, it'd be no different than, you know, watching a quarterback go through warmups or anybody else, you know, because, you know, you got to reward the guy that showed the most consistency and looks like he was the most mentally and physically ready to play at that time, you know. So obviously, you know, Turner, for him to go out there and to make those kicks in a game where everything mattered, you know, every point was going to be hard fought with two really good defenses with Miami and Virginia. So a big shot in the arm, to be sure. And now we've gone right back into a competition this week. We kicked three different guys this week. And today we had 12 kicks, and we went 12 for 12 on field goals. So that's a good thing. And maybe that's the point. Maybe everybody is rising up to the level of competition.
Oh, so it'll be a competition still. So it could be Bubba Baxa still. He could earn back that job.
Oh yeah, I mean you have to. It was not a permanent thing for sure. If that's what you're asking. Yeah, I mean no, we want to keep this competition going. You know, we want the guys to have the same, no different than we would want it that way with, you know, who starts at corner or who starts a defensive tackle. You know, I mean to me, you want the guys coming here with an edge every week in practice, and because we think that brings out the best of them when they know they got to fight for their position.
And, man, I know how kickers are kind of done, especially at the collegiate level. Like, did you know who Turner Davidson is? Did you have a long conversation with him before Saturday? Like, did y'all have to sit down and have lunch this week? Where are you and Turner at?
Trajan Bandy said he didn't even know what the kicker's name was.
Hey, that's not, and that's actually lore. That's not how Trajan meant to say.
I like it that way. I prefer that story.
Yeah. Let's not mess up a good myth. Turner has been in our program for quite a while. And actually, I grabbed him at the hotel before we left. It was maybe right before pregame meal. It might have been a breakfast. And I said, look, I said, be mentally ready to get in there today because you just never know what's going to happen. And you know, he looked me dead in the eye. And he's like, I'm ready, Coach. And then lo and behold, you know, he ends up, you know, I think getting carried off the field. So it just shows you college football, you never know what to expect.
That was such a great story. Manny Diaz is with us, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Did you like? Did you think to yourself, I wonder if this, like, it's a prime time Friday night game, and Bubba Bax has not had the greatest season, so I understand, like, you don't want to set him up for failure either, but, like, did you have any second thoughts of, wow, is this young kid, although I guess Turner Davidson, is he young? I don't even think he's that young.
He's 21.
He said he was 21.
They're all young.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all young.
Did he look at you? When? Who told him that he was going to be king? Was it you or was it the special teams coach that gave him the official word, you're doing the kicks?
He was told by Jonathan Packy, our special teams coach. But as a coach, you don't second guess yourself on that because you have to trust what you see. You need to trust the data. And that doesn't mean that the result always backs up the decision, right? And that's just the deal when you put the hat on that says coach on it. You know, you can only make the best decision with the information that you have at the time when it had to be made. And then you got to roll with it. You know what I mean? And because if you were always worried, you know, you could never call an offensive play or a defensive play. And that's just the difference. You know, as we know in this profession, hindsight is 20/20. So you got to trust what you see. You got to trust what the data has told you and then make the decision. And ultimately you put it in the young man's hands to go out there and execute.
And I would guess he's walking around campus this week with like an entourage and he's got people feeding him grapes and he's just, he doesn't have to go to class if he doesn't want. I mean, he's on top of the campus, right?
I haven't noticed a parade yet. Let's slow down a little bit from that. I haven't seen any streets closed around campus for the parade. So we'll try to take it Saturday at noon.
That's what I should have asked. Where is the Turner Davidson parade? Does it go down Ponce de Leon and take a right? Like,
I'm getting my jersey.
Yeah, he's wearing number 47. People
yes.
like that too, right? I mean, this is fun. You look for fun stuff during a season, right, Coach?
Oh yeah, I love to be tickled silly by you know the dilemma of who we can get to make a 19-yard field goal. It's like a literal barrel of monkeys.
He's joking, Hawk.
It's more fun for me.
Okay, yeah, I was going to tell you.
in radio, it's fun. How do you assess your first season as a head coach so far, Coach? Your team is 3-3, so you've had 6 regular season games, and you've got 6 left. You're halfway through your first season. How do you assess what you've done so far?
What I know up to this point is we've built a backbone. You know, we've got a team that's mentally tough. We got a team that's resilient, and we have a team that, in my mind, plays extraordinarily hard. And those were things culturally we felt were very important to establish in year one. Two things can be true at once. That can be true, and we can also be very disappointed in what our win-loss record is, which is what we are. But that's not anything that we can do anything about, and it doesn't change the way we prepare or affect anything in how we handle the next week and get ready for our next opponent. We knew that we would be a team that as a year goes on, that our execution would improve, putting in a new offensive system. And even though defensively the system did not change, a lot of the names changed from the guys that were outstanding a year ago. We are gaining experience in the secondary. We've gotten some key players back on our defense, and we are having some young guys really develop and step up and make plays for us. So it's not surprising to me that as the year goes on, our execution level will increase. But the thing that we can never take for granted is playing with the tenacity on both sides of the ball, including kicking game, the tenacity of the Miami Hurricanes, the mental toughness of the Miami Hurricanes, and the way I've seen our guys come back from some of the deficits that we've come back from, face the negativity of the Virginia Tech game and turn around on a short week and perform like we did against Virginia. And even offensively be very persistent against Virginia. We had a rough patch in the middle of the game, but they come back and make the 2 game winning drives or the game cementing drives in the fourth quarter. That's a team that's got something about it, you know? And so now that's something we can build off of. That's a testament to the offseason program, what David Feely has done in the weight room, you know, training our guys, not just physically, but mentally, to never quit and to never surrender. And that, I know that sounds like coach talk, but Channing knows not every team has that. And when you have that, you finally have something to build on because your execution will come and go. There are going to be days you're going to play better on offense, there are going to be days you're going to play better on defense. But if you got a locker room of guys that will fight and never quit, you can overcome those days. And I think that's something that Miami's done forever and ever and ever. So I am encouraged through the first 6 to see that. But here's the deal. We have another game on Saturday, and you got to build it all up again. You got to bring it again because just because you did something last week does not mean it shows up the following week, and we know that by watching college football week in, week out.
Hey, Manny, I always tell people, not to take anything away from the head coaches, but the 2 most important people to a student athlete are their position coach and the strength coach. That was my feeling in Florida, and that's still my feeling to this day. But, man, this is a fandom question. I'm not going to lie. Do you struggle not giving DJ Dallas the ball 50 times a game? Because I sit there and watch the game, and I'm like, just give DJ the ball.
I think DJ would struggle to get the ball 50 times a game. What DJ has done so far this year has been outstanding. I mean, I think he is the identity of our offense. The way that he competes every week, he has made a big play when we have needed a big play to be made in just about every game that we've had. Obviously, you know, he's learning as we're all learning. We're getting better up front in terms of blocking for the run game. And as you know, in this day and age in college football, there are times when run games are called. But you know, I'll give you an example. A huge play in the fourth quarter, Mark Pope, on a quick speed out, breaks a tackle and gets about a 30-yard gain, which really ended up really setting us up for one of our scoring drives. That's a run play. You know, that's a run play. But the corner's playing, you know, 12 yards off. And Dan Enos designed a smart enough offense to say, if you're going to give us that kind of grass, we're going to get the ball to our playmakers, a guy like Mark Pope who can make a guy miss in space, and all of a sudden we've got 30 yards. So we count all that to our run game. Of course, we're always going to monitor how many touches a guy like DJ gets. But it's fun to see all of the Miami athletes start to get the ball more and more as this offense starts to grow some teeth.
Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Good luck on Saturday. We always enjoy when you make a little time for us. We appreciate it. We know you're busy. So thank you and good luck on Saturday.
Guys, thanks for having me on.
There you go. Head coach Manny Diaz, head coach of your Miami Hurricanes. They've got Georgia Tech on Saturday, noon kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Give them the business with your Florida Gators nonsense.
I was just asking him that some people believe in the two quarterbacks.
Well, we put that Gators game behind us a long time ago.
I didn't even bring up the Gators,
You kind of trolled him with that.
I'm not trolling him. You're
like
trolling him.
At all.
You got him mad.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.